In chapter 13 of the Gospel of John, there is the account where Jesus informs the disciples that one of them was going to betray him. Now, impulsively, Peter spoke up and motioned to John, "Ask him which one he means." Then in verse 26 it says, quote, "Jesus answered, 'It is the one whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it into the dish.'" And, of course, Jesus gave the piece of bread to Judas Iscariot. Jesus then told Judas, "What you are about to do, do quickly." In verse 30 it says, "As soon as Judas had taken the bread, he went out." Now, at the end of the verse, it simply says, "And it was night." It was night. I find this phrase interesting. I find this phrase, "it was night," loaded with meaning. I don't think John added this phrase simply to let the readers know that it was nighttime. It is more meaningful than that. Throughout the Gospel of John, he speaks in symbolic language. Many times, John talks about light versus dark, day versus night, truth versus falsehood, good versus evil. When Judas left the Last Supper that night, it was dark. It was dark literally and figuratively. Judas was in a dark place. He was in a dark night because of his attitude about Jesus and about what he planned to do against Jesus. But you know, it wasn't just Judas who walked into a dark night almost 2,000 years ago. There can be various kinds of dark nights in our own lives today. We too can walk into a dark night if we choose to stop following Jesus the way we should. Our choices in life bring us either into the light or into the dark. Our life is full of choices, and with each choice we make, we either walk further into the light or further into the darkness. Friends, it is always a dark night when someone chooses to listen to the call of evil rather than the command to do good. We can walk into a very dark place when we choose hate over love. Yes, it is always night when a person turns their back on Jesus. But the good news is this: Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is always ready to lighten up our lives if we let him. Let us all strive to walk in his glorious light. Amen.